A massive $18 million budget deficit at UW-Oshkosh is leading the administration to project laying off 20% or 1,100 employees. The third largest UW System campus announced some layoffs and furloughs will begin this fall. To hear from the employee perspective, we're joined now by the Faculty Senate President, Pascal Manning, an associate professor of English at UW-Oshkosh. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What impact will these cuts have on the university, both in terms of quality of service and general morale?
Well, I think that the impacts have the potential to be catastrophic in our community. Of course, they're going to have reverberations across the entire campus, from the classroom to every other corner of this, you know, hugely diverse organism that's our university, and they're going to be felt in the wider community. You mentioned 20% of our workforce, but that just accounts for the layoffs. We have an additional projected approximately 100 voluntary retirements that are part of this loss that we're estimating in the coming months. And so taken together, if we're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 people leaving our community, that's 30% of our workforce. And it's hard to imagine what the university will look like, but it will look different.
How much of this has to do with the specifics of enrollment at any state school versus the bigger picture of state funding for the UW system?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think that one of the things that we have to appreciate is, of course, enrollment has gone down, but enrollment can't be disentangled from state funding. And so it's really important to bear in mind that the UW system is underfunded in comparison to other state systems. The University of Wisconsin system ranked 43rd nationally in per student funding in 2021. And in the last budget, Tony Evers proposed a $305 million increase for the University of Wisconsin system. But the legislature opted instead to cut the system's budget by $32 million. So the things that we're seeing in this moment, these crises that are not only going on at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, but elsewhere in the system as well, these are part of a long-term trend where we can see the state system or the state itself divesting in the university system.
Now, you mentioned the funding battle over the UW system's budget with the legislature. Republican opposition to the UW system's started with the system's commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion programming. Would you sacrifice DEI in exchange for more state funding? Would you consider that as an alternative that would be worth exploring?
No, I don't think that's possible. I mean, one of the things that the pandemic has laid bare is that our students need more support, not less support. They need to see themselves reflected in the people around them in their universities. They need to understand the relevancy of a university education to their life. And part of the programming that goes into that large bucket of diversity, equity, and inclusion is our programs and initiatives that face those very real needs, and their national needs, their international needs. And so DEI gets sort of branded in this really simplified way by the legislature and elsewhere that doesn't account for what students really need a university to be able to project to them.
How close are we to the negative spiral of lack of funding, lowers quality, the university can't recruit good talent, enrollment drops further, leading to less funding and just repeating over and over?
Well, yeah, I mean, the principal issue here is one of investment. We need to see investment in university-level education in the UW system and, you know, any other university system in order to see innovation that enables rises in enrollment, innovation in programming, reconceptions and reimaginings of educational structures. And so these trends that we've been seeing in the last 20 odd years are, you know, specific to Wisconsin, but they are across the board. We're seeing in the US these kinds of systematic disinvestment. So, you know, in Wisconsin alone, we've gone from a situation in the year 2000 where state and local funding was 6.4% above the national average. And then if we dial over to 2019, we find that state and local funding has fallen by 16.5% below the national average. And per student funding is continuing to fall rapidly. So this hampers universities' abilities to diversify and to respond to the problem. In addition to all of this, until March of last year, we were 10 years into a tuition freeze. And so not only were we seeing systematic disinvestment, but we were prevented from setting our own costs.
All right. We will have to leave it there. There's more to talk about as this keeps going on. Pascal Manning at UW Oshkosh, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.